Hallelujah. He hears the cries of the Siddiq. You're not practicing the sin or transgressing, defying the Torah. We've all fallen. We've all slipped. That's why Micah and David said, I know these things that I'm enduring. It's because it's a purging process. That temptation of sin is not there. That's all these men were saying. But there is no willingness to practice a form of deceitful works that defies the Torah of Yah. That's not in you, Yisrael. You've fallen, thank Yah, you've fallen because it solidifies and assures us by the damn the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. We fall, He lifts us up. You can't lift yourself up, He lifts us up. He allowed us to fall to lift us up. That we will keep our mind on Him. We will look to the light. We do not look to the darkness of this world, to the dark things of our mind. We look to the light. We look to Yah. We know Yahshua. We know that Yahshua shall keep us all. He said, and I've lost none except the son of perdition. All that you have given unto me I've kept except one. And so remnant you've given unto Yah, Yahweh has given unto you, given you unto Yahshua. He must preserve. He is going to keep us. His dam, His blood is the preserving factor in our lives. I don't care what the fools say in the world. These philosophers that think they're intelligent, they're fools from hell. They're children of darkness. Why? Because they do not abide in the Torah, the truth of Yah. We're going to wait on the promises. But I'm weak. We're going to trust in Him and our love is going to be made strong. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish up here, all right? Hallelujah. 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 Scripture says in Hosea, I want to remind you as Hosea reminded Israel of the favor of Yah. It's not anything that we have done, brothers and sisters. Yah shows us right here His favor toward us. Hosea, chapter 12, verse 6. He says, therefore, turn you to Yahweh your Abba. Now, don't you want to turn to Him? Turn you to Yahweh your Abba. Keep mercy, kindness, and tenderness, and mishpat, judgment. And wait on Yahweh continuously. Kava. Wait on Yah continuously. That's what He wants us to do. Just turn to Him and continuously wait on Him. There are folks wait for month to month for their social security, their welfare check. They wait for month to month. We're going to wait continuously without it being impeded or broken. Turn to Yah, brothers and sisters, and wait on Him continuously. Don't give up. Don't turn around. Don't turn your mind and let those things that you are tried by overtake you. Turn to Yah. Wait on Him continuously. The troubles come continuously. Wait on Yah continuously. They come like a flood. You're going to wait on Yah continuously. You're going to kavah. You're going to eagerly wait on Yah. You're going to do it without any kind of murmuring or complaining. You're not going to complain. Because all things that happens, everything that happens in our lives, it is ordained of Yahweh. It is to prove that He is the one that watching over you. I do a piss poor job watching over me. And that's just the truth. Come on, you try to watch over your mind. How many of you all, you that are somewhat older, how many of you all made you New Year's resolutions? Come on, brothers and sisters. You know in the past, you've done things like that. You try to watch over your mind. That's why He's given us the Ruah. The Ruah of Yah, His life, His spirit watches over us, brothers and sisters. We left to our own. We are children. We will bring shame. And how many of us have brought shame? I know I have. I brought shame unto Yah. We left to ourselves. We will do foolish things. So turn to Yah, brothers and sisters, and wait on Him continuously. Just wait. What else is to wait on? Tell me. Show me what else is to wait on. Tell me one thing that is more grander than waiting on Yahweh. We're going to wait on Him because we're going to inherit. This earth belongs to the Siddiq of Yah. And it's going to be that way. I don't care what the fools say. I don't care if they say I'm a religious, occultic practicing person. That's all right. They are occultic. Because their minds are altered from the natural use that Yah put in man. So we're going to wait on Yah. We're going to do it continuously, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is your strength. I will read this. It says in Yeshaya, Isaiah 30:18. Yeshaya 30:18. And therefore will Yahweh wait. Do you hear that? Not only do we wait on Him, but He's going to wait. For what? That He may show favor to who? Isaiah 30:18. To who? Come on and say it, brothers and sisters. He's talking to Israel. Yahweh's going to wait. See, He waits too because He wants to show you His unmerited kindness. He will show favor to you, and therefore will He be exalted. When He show you that kindness, you will exalt Him. That He may have mercy upon you, for Yahweh is a sovereign ruler of judgment. Blessed are they all that wait on Yah. He said, blessed are they that doman. See, this doman means that we're just that dumb. We're just that staunch that we're going to wait. It is a dumbness in our waiting. We look dumb. We don't look as though we have strength of character. We don't look as though we have sense. We're just dumb children, but we doman. We wait on Yahweh. It's a dumb thing to wait on Him, isn't it? Come on, when everything is falling out, it's a dumb thing. That's what this waiting is. It looks dumb, brothers and sisters. And that's the truth. It looks like a dumb thing to wait. But wait on Yahweh. Hallelujah. Wait on Him. Wait on Him. It's dumb to do that. I know it does. He wants us to doman. Doman. Wait, doman. He wants us to look dumb. He wants to be astonished and just forbear it. Hallelujah. That's what Yah wants. But what are you waiting on? Just waiting on Yah. For what? That's dumb. For why? Because He tells me here in the book, blessed are all they that doman, await on Yahweh. They look dumb. They grow dumb. And yet in the midst of all that, they hold their shalom, they wait on Yah. They don't charge Him foolishly. They quiet themselves. They just wait. Doman. Blessed are all those that doman, that wait on Yah, that are just as dumb as two peas in a pot. But they wait on Yah. And we're going to wait on Yah. Even though we look dumb, even though our minds say that's a dumb thing, we're going to wait on Yah. I'll read a few more scriptures before I close, all right? There's much to this, but I'm going to close here. Hallelujah. It's a few verses. In Tehillim, Psalms, turn quickly back to Psalms. Psalm 62. David says, 62 verse 5, he said, my being, my soul, doman, wait. I doman, my soul, wait, you only upon you, Yahweh. For my expectation is from Him. Who is your expectation from? From Yah. Then wait on Him. Be dumb. Be silent. Be quiet. Hold your shalom, brothers and sisters. Just grow. Just be still. Be silent. Just look dumb. Does not the scripture say that that's what Yahshua was like? Huh? He was silent. He waited. As a dumb sheep led by his shears to be sheared to the slaughter. So He says to us, be dumb on. Just be dumb. Just look dumb and wait. Well, she sure is dumb over there. Listen to that kind of preaching. That's all right. I'm going to wait on Yah. That's what Yah wants. Because your expectation, brothers and sisters, your expectation is not from a man. It's from Yahweh. For my expectation is from Almighty Yah. And if we expect that from Him, He's going to feed us properly, that we may be nourished right, that we may be grow up as strong ones in His stall. He keeps us in His stall. He protects us. You got a cow in the stall, you can watch over the cow. You make sure it grows right, you can feed it, you can fatten it up. He's going to make us fat in the Emunah. I want to close with one more verse. I'm going to close here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that we says here, in chapter 59 to heal him. This is a beautiful one right here. I close with this. To heal him 59 verse 9. He said, because of his strength, I will shama, I will wait upon you. For Yahweh is my defense. Because of Yah, he said, my strength has been fortified. I will shoma. This waiting is that you take heed to what he tells you. You celebrate what Yah tells you. You retain what he tells you. It's a treasure to you. So I will shoma. We're going to shoma. We're going to retain all that Yah instruct us in. We will shoma. We will wait. And in all of that, it calls us to eagerly wait, even in life or death. We wait because what? Our expectation is from Almighty Yahweh. So I say to us tonight, my brothers and sisters, wait on Yahweh. May Yah barak you all. May strengthen your love tonight. May your love be filled with the fatness of Yah. It's wonderful being this bayat. Wonderful. I will tell us what's right. I don't care who it is. I'm not a play toy, brothers and sisters. You know, I may get tough on the brother because I'm tough on me than that. What I expect him to do exactly what I do. They can do more excellent than me. Hallelujah. This brother writes us, he says, Shalom and happy to hear from you. This is the second letter he writes. His name is Pius Imasu. He says here, his grammar is just impeccable. He says his punctuation and all of that, his commas and all of that. I look at stuff like that. I don't know how to speak English well, but I can speak it decent, all right? I don't know how to write well. I do understand the seven parts of speech, but this brother, the way he writes, I'll read the letter. He says, Shalom, Pastor Robert. I am thrilled to hear from you. I appreciate your letter because I know that you have a very busy schedule, not only to look to the day-to-day needs of Victory Community, but also to pastor those of us who are part of you but located throughout the world. I thank you for your prayers. My wife got better, and she does not suffer from the headaches anymore. Pastor, have you had any contact from any other brothers from Botswana or the Southern African region whom I may contact so that we can fellowship together? I think we all need that physical contact to reassure each other as we go through the many afflictions that are the portion of the righteous. That's all right by me. This brother got something. He said, let my words be few for now. I will try to send an offering to you this week. And he did send the offering. May Yahweh bless you and keep you and your dear wife. May he give you strength and continue pouring of his anointing over you that you may persevere in his service with fervor and great zeal. Send my kind regards and love to all the brothers there in Yahshua HaMashiach. Your brother, Pius Imus, from Botswana. The first letter he wrote me, he was born in Uganda. And if any of you all know about Uganda, the state that Idi Amin, that he ravished and pillaged the people. Do you not understand that Idi Amin had a third grade education? And this is just the truth. You can read historical facts because Brother Kevin has a book. Have you read any of that about Idi Amin? It says that Idi Amin, he was a big man, about 6'3", 6'4". He was big, he was black, his skin was black and glistening. And these were the type of men that the British authorities lacked to instill fear in the people. So they picked a man that was an ignorant, uneducated coot. That's what he was. And he became a butcher of the people. And he killed many of the British because he would make them bow down to him. They picked him because he was tall, He was physically big, and he knew that the smaller people would fear him. They did not pick him because of his intellect. They picked him to be a puppy and a dummy. That's just the truth. Did you read that about him? Does the book say that? Sure, that's what it says. The sister gave Brother Kevin some books, and it was one he had. It was about the, what's the name of that book? The Butchers, the Butchers of Men and Women Throughout the World. It tells about all of them. Some hideous things they've done. So the brother sent an offering to, he said the offering of the day. I simply went out the day to pick it up. But it was $250 of his currency. It came out to $39.52 of the American money. That was a great blessing. Bye. To hear from my brother. If it had been $10, it was still great. Bye. It was not the amount. It was the willingness what that brother had to go through to get that here. That's all right by me, brothers and sisters. That blessed me greater than anything. And his letters are always very poignant and very spiritual letters. Come on, that's sound what he wrote there. The man has a grasp, he has an understanding of the purpose of Yah, and Yahshua is real in the brother's life. So I bless him for that. We have brothers and sisters all over the world, brothers and sisters. The remnant of Israel is scattered throughout every nation, the countries over the world, on every continent. The Israelites, Hebrew Israelites there. They are. And their color skin ranges from the whitest of white to the blackest of black. Israel. They have a living Torah. And the power of Yahshua in them. May Yah bless you all tonight. Bless you all that are listening. May His strength rest upon you. Let us stand to our feet. I say to you all that are listening, as I speak to us here, wait on Yah. Yah bless you all. In all things we do, bless you, Almighty Yah. We bless you for your strength, your children. Bless your people scattered abroad. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. Bless all those that join with us tonight and listen in Yahshua's name. Jesus Christ, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.